Perchas Gimel, the 23rd chapter, the 3rd Mishnah. Ulu Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael ben Rabbi Yosef, Mr. Izzy Schindelheim, Allah Shalom. The Mishnah deals with a very important principle on Shabbos, which is based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, from Perag Nunches, pasuk in Gimel, Minso Cheftecha, V'taber Davar. The Navi says a person must honor Shabbos, and a person must not pursue unwanted ways of business, and nor speak really of things that are unwanted, or speaking of business on Shabbos. It's a very important principle, and from here Chazal derived many different halachos that pertain to Shabbos. Mishnah begins, Lo Yishkor Adam Po'alim B'Shabbos. It is forbidden for a person to hire workers on Shabbos in order for them to work during the week. Why? For a person should not talk about work, performance of malacha on Shabbos, even if a person is not doing malacha on Shabbos, but to talk about doing malacha even after Shabbos is prohibited. As we quote from the pasuk, V'taber Davar, a person's speech on Shabbos must be different than their speech during the week. Lo yomar adam l'chavero l'skorlo po'alim. A person cannot tell his friend on Shabbos to please hire workers for him for during the week. The Gemara explains very clearly that this Mishnah is very specific. It is prohibited to ask a person to hire workers for him for after Shabbos, but it would be permitted for a person to maharher, to, shall we say, suggest, to hint towards hiring somebody for after Shabbos to one's friend. Dibur is Aser, speaking about Malach is Aser, but Hirhur, talking about it in a mysterious, non-conventional manner, not even using references to Malacha, that is in fact permitted to do on Shabbos. Even if both individuals realize this is a hint, nudge nudge wink wink, this is a hint that his friend is permitted to hire workers, it would still be permitted to do on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah. It is forbidden for a person to wait until nightfall, the limit of Shabbos. A person is given, Shabbos begins, 2,000 amos to walk outside of the city, that is called Tchum Shabbos. A person cannot exceed that tchum. A person cannot walk more than 2,000 amos outside of one's city on Shabbos. It would be also for a person to walk until the city limits, is 2,000 amos outside of the city, to wait, and then for Shabbos to end, and then go and hire workers who live out there, lishkor poalim. To hire workers, lishkor poalim is forbidden. A person cannot walk to the end of the tchum in order to do something which is inappropriate to do on Shabbos. Ulahavi peros. A person cannot wait the end of his tchum in order to stand outside of his field, outside of his orchard, to bring peros, to bring fruit back home. It would also be prohibited to do that as well, because it's asur to wait the end of Shabbos for nightfall to do anything that is asur to do on Shabbos. It is asur to go pluck fruit on Shabbos. A person cannot hire workers on Shabbos, and therefore you cannot, which is called mach shichin ala tchum, wait. You stand out there on the edge of one's tchum till Shabbos ends. However, aval, mach shich hu lishmor nevi peros biyado. However, it would be permitted for a person to wait until nightfall, to stand at least 2,000 amos outside of one's city, to wait until the sun sets, and wait until night comes in order to guard one's produce and one's field. The reason being, because really, if this orchard were to be in one's 2,000 amma, this orchard were to be much closer to the city, really on Shabbos would be permitted to guard one's orchard. Therefore, to wait by the edge of the tchum, wait for night fall to happen, to do something which you could have done on Shabbos, which is permitted, it is mutter to do. Umevi peros piyado, even a person would be permitted, even if he waited outside and guarded, he waited outside the tchum in order to guard his orchard, and he decides at the end of guarding his orchard, he wants to bring back some fruits to his home, to feed his family, that would be permitted. Why is that permitted in this case? Because his intention was to guard the orchard. His intention was to ensure no robbers, bandits, or animals would come and ruin his orchard. And therefore, it is permitted, if need be, to also bring some fruit back for his family. Klal Amar Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul stated the following general rule. Ko sha'ani zakai b'mibraso, rashay ani l'achshich alav. Abba Shaul said, whatever I'm allowed to speak about to another person, I can do this when Shabbos has ended. If you were to ask a person, you can hint a person to hire workers. You would also, in fact, even be allowed to say to a friend of his, guard my produce. Let's say for his friend does live within the confines of the orchard. His friend lives within 2,000 amas of the orchard. He could, in fact, tell him directly, can you please guard my orchard? After all, it is in your tchum. And I will guard what is in my tchum. A person can say that, because after all, you're allowed to guard one orchard even on Shabbos, therefore you can in fact say it. And, not only that, a person can also rashai anil hachshichalav. An individual is allowed to wait until nightfall. What exactly is this referring to? So this appears to be a machlokas. According to one opinion, Abba Shaul in fact argues as a machlokas with Tanakama. Tanakama says a person could only wait for nightfall at the limit, at the Shabbos limit, only to do something that could be done within the limit on Shabbos itself. You cannot wait at the Shabbos limit for nightfall for something which cannot be done on Shabbos. What might be an example for, you know, to tell a friend of his to prepare for a bride, to prepare for a kala, even though it's a dvar mitzvah, even though it's something which is important, according to this opinion, Abba Shaul says that it is permitted, according to Abba Shaul, to wait at the city limit, at this Aplaim Amma, for the performance of a mitzvah, even if this performance of a mitzvah would be usher to talk about, it would transgress davar davar. Nonetheless, according to Abba Shaul, for Dvar Mitzvah, wait until the Shabbos limit, wait until nightfall, to begin your Dvar Mitzvah. Tanakama says, no, absolutely not. Dvar Mitzvah is nice, valuable. You cannot walk to the end of your tchum and wait until nightfall to perform something which would normally be usur to do. What can you do? You walk the end of the tchum to really do something which you could have done if that would have been within the limits, like guard one orchard. Others actually say that no, there is no machlokas between Abba Shaul and Tanakama. Rather, Abba Shaul just wants to add the klal, the rule, to Tanakama. Regardless, halacha follows Abba Shaul. Perech of Gimel Mishneh Daled reads as follows, continuing from what we discussed previous Mishnah. Mach shichim ala tchum, lefakech al yusei kala, val yiska hameis. This Mishnah tells us that it is permitted for a person to wait until nightfall at the end of this Tchum Shabbos, at the end of this Aplaim Amma, in order to attend to the preparation of a wedding for a kala, and also in order to arrange for the funeral. For example, to arrange to bring the coffin and the shroud for the deceased. Even though arranging for these things is also to do on Shabbos, since it is a Dvar Mitzvah, it would be permitted to do so, to walk these Alpai Mama on Shabbos, even though you are preparing to do something which would be forbidden to do regularly on Shabbos, nonetheless with Dvar Mitzvah, a person would be permitted to walk there, as explained at the end of the previous Mishnah, according to Abba Shaul. Nochri shehevi chalidin b'Shabbos, if a non-Jew, this brings to a Jewish funeral, instruments which were played at a funeral, in the times of Chazal, they would play flutes in order to arouse bechi, to arouse crying during the eulogy, during the hesped. If a non-Jew brings a flute, these flutes are really only used for hespedim, for eulogies. This non-Jew brings it on Shabbos, it would be forbidden, lo yisbod behem Yisrael. A Jew would not be able to eulogize using these flutes, even when Shabbos ends. Why? It's a knas, it's a fine. We're concerned that a non-Jew is doing melacha for a Jew on Shabbos. However, if this non-Jew brings a flute from a nearby location, comes from inside the tchum, then it would be permitted to use them the moment Shabbos had ended. Otherwise, a person, according to most commentaries, most of the Mefarshim say, you must wait until after the time it takes to bring these flutes to the location where the Levaya is taking place, whatever amount of time that takes. If we wait that amount of time when Shabbos ended, then we'd be able to use those instruments, those flutes, only at that point. If you use them immediately afterward, Shabbos, that would be problematic to use, since the Nochri did Malacha for the Jew. Asu lo Aron v'chafru lo kever, yekaver bo Yisroel. If the non-Jew makes a grave or builds an aron for another non-Jew, the kaver bo Yisrael, Jew would be permitted to use that grave site, use that aron. If the non-Jew makes it for another non-Jew, then a Jew would be allowed to use it right away after Shabbos. Yivishva Yisroel lo yekaver bo olamis. If, however, this non-Jew builds the aron or digs the grave for a Jew, this Jew may never be allowed to be buried in it ever. However, another Jew would be permitted to be buried in it once Shabbos has ended, once a person waited a sufficient amount of time to have been able to do this after Shabbos. Only when the non-Jew makes the actual coffin or digs the grave on Shabbos for a Jew, it is also for that specific Jew forever. Again, that is a knas, that is a penalty which we impose on that individual Jew. However, another Jew, as mentioned, would be allowed to do it. And this really appears to be only if it is done publicly. However, if it's done privately, then it would be permitted to bury this Jew after Shabbos has ended and after they waited a length of time sufficient to have performed the malacha, either digging the grave or making the coffin.